Let me introduce you to, well, actually, I'm going to let her do it.
Hannah Acuff-Skillstad, class of 2013, Little Miss Pimento Cheese, 2019. That is not the official title given to me by the town of Cary, but one that I've given myself.
They did, in fact, give her a title. This past June, Skillstad was named the winner of the 2019 Pimento Cheese Sculpting Competition. But the town also gave her so much more. It gave a girl from Spruce Pine, North Carolina, a former middle grades education major at NC State, and a former Miss Wolf, the chance to not only live out, but also construct her dream out of her favorite medium, cheese.
Feta.
Yes.
Munster.
Yes.
Havarti.
Yes.
Parmesan.
Yes.
Cheddar.
Check.
But above all else, it's the southern chunky dip at a Super Bowl party, sometimes spicy appetizer, dependable condiment on a burger, or lone filling on a grilled cheese sandwich that Skillstad's muse, which she first followed in 2018 to Cary, North Carolina, for the town's annual Pimento Cheese Festival.
The town of Cary has said that they are the only, not only the only Pimento Cheese Festival, but the only Pimento Cheese Sculpting Competition in the world.
It was there in year one that Skillstad's quest to cull the perfect curd, so to speak, was dashed. But given a year to strategize, Skillstad, who is a program associate for annual giving at NC State, not only returned to the competition this past June, but took home the yellow foam crown. I'm Chris Saunders, associate editor of NC State Magazine, and today on Hear the How, Hannah Skillstad's journey on the yellow cheese road to becoming Little Miss Pimento Cheese, a story of heartbreaking defeat, inspiring redemption, a valiant reign, and yes, sculpting cheese. Episode 14, The Big Cheese. One qualifier here to begin with. The Cary Pimento Cheese Festival was not Skillstad's first food rodeo.
As a child, I won a Jell-O eating contest, and then in college at State, I lived in Owen, and we had a pancake eating contest, and I had 22 silver dollar pancakes in 2 minutes.
So it made sense in June of 2018 that Skillstad would reach out to the town of Cary when she first heard about the competition through social media. She showed up. Competition that year consisted of one heat with 12 competitors, including Skillstad, who figured heading into the competition she had one advantage over everyone else.
Nobody else had a uniform on. I had created a special shirt. I had a yellow shirt, cut up little pieces of felt from my pimentos, and glued those on.
But even the graded garb couldn't settle her nerves as she and the 11 others stood ready at the cheese, awaiting the word on what they'd have to sculpt. They gave the artist the subject matter.
First year it was a mouse. And I'm actually petrified of mice, so I wasn't super excited about that. But I went cartoony. I kind of went for a Mickey Mouse theme.
And then about 10 seconds to ponder the design approach. The key to her concept? Thinking outside of the block.
I was able to pull a couple shreds of pieces of the shredded cheese that was going to work perfect for whiskers. I remember just hoping nobody else had been able to do that.
No one else did, and that originality carried her into the finals against another young lady. Now the work was up to her hype team. The winner was to be determined by which finalist had the loudest and most cheers. Skillstad's competitor was crowned the champ.
Just total devastation. I was a good sport. I walk over to her, give her a hug, tell her a, competition well sculpted.
After her show of deference, she turned to dedication, made a promise to herself. She knew right then and there she couldn't let this happen again. Call to mind, if you will, that indelible montage of Rocky Balboa's run through Philadelphia. A training jog transforming into a scene of a hero's arms stretched high in euphoria on the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Now imagine the same music accompanying a scene in which our warrior is huddled in a kitchen over a cutting board serving as her palette to train.
I mean, I got into a couple pints of Ruth's Pimento Cheese. Definitely not the same texture as what they provided to us there, because that was specialty sculpting cheese.
Skillstad let the town of Cary know she'd be returning as first runner-up last May. The contact there said he looked forward to see if her training would pay off. By the time June of 2019 got here, there was one more development in her life that had gotten in the way of her imagining a new, updated outfit.
At this point, I was visibly pregnant, and so I couldn't focus too much on my uniform. I ended up going with the same shirt as last year.
So, with extra felt pimentos in tow, Skillstad returned to Cary for the 2019 Pimento Cheese Festival. This time the competition was a little different, more competitors, twice as many in fact. So there were two heats with 12 sculptors in each. That threw her, as did someone else's wardrobe.
I immediately start looking around. There's someone else in uniform this year. There's this older lady in like a little, in a yellow kind of go-go dress. I was immediately concerned about her because going into it, I was worried about cute kids and cute older people. And I hoped to not get there and see either of those, but I saw a lot of them.
But Skillstad's worries dissolved when she was grouped in the first heat and given what to sculpt.
A lighthouse. I've always been a North Carolina history and culture enthusiast, so immediately I go to, my biggest dilemma is which lighthouse. I could go Cape Lookout. Are the diamonds going to be visible from the crowd? I decided that Cape Hatteras was the most well-known, so I went to working on my diagonal stripe.
Time was called after about 5 minutes, and return host Mix 105's Jim Kelly started going down the line at the end opposite Skillstad, and he immediately turned to the crowd and their cheers as the arbiter of who would move on. He moved down the line, and then...
As he comes to me, my lighthouse collapses. I mean, I thought it was over. Until he said, Hannah, what do we have going on here? And I said, well, Jim, this is Cape Hatteras, and I just wanted to demonstrate what would have happened if we hadn't had a group of quality engineers on the movement of Cape Hatteras several years back.
Her improv proved popular, and she and another competitor were chosen to advance. They joined the two winners of the second heat, who had to sculpt a pimento cheese locomotive. The final four, who were, by the way, everything Hannah didn't want to go up against...
There were... two older ladies, adorable, and one super cute kid. That was it was my worst fear coming true.
Then we're given the structure to construct.
The town of Cary Fountain. So where we're set up is facing the town of Cary Fountain. I don't believe I could have done that from memory. So we've got our subject right in front of us, and we're able to reference that. But there's a lot of columns, a lot of levels to that.
But Skillstad reached back into her early years as a pimento cheese sculptor for a tactic.
I tapped back into my method in year one, where I found the individual pieces of cheese as whiskers. And I was able to get enough of those to where I joined them together and created fountains.
And she used one advantage no one else had, both for logistics and emotion.
I used that bump to my advantage, absolutely. I mean, both, literally, I was using my belly to, like, mold my cheese on. I've still got, like, a grease stain on my overalls from where I had all that cheese pressed up against myself.
And when it came time to judge the two finalists, which Skillstad comprised one half of...
The cheers were just so close that they would go, all right, let's hear it for Hannah again. Let's hear it for the other girl again. It just got to the point, I was just pointing at my belly like I'm sculpting. I had frenzy on, she's sculpting for two.
Jim Kelly conferred with two representatives from the town of Cary, and then...
He announces the winner of the 2019 Pimento Cheese Sculpting Competition is Hannah Acuff Skillstad. And then Miss North Carolina herself came and crowned me.
That crown was cut from yellow foam, same that you NFL enthusiasts have seen Green Bay Packer fans wear, but it needed just a little touch.
But of course, I had some extra pimentos in my back pocket in case I lost any on my shirt, and so I added that quickly to the crown.
After that, Skillstad made her way through her supporters, got her congrats from her mother, who was watching over FaceTime, and who said,
I'm so proud, with like a question mark at the end.
Then Jim Kelly needed her for an interview. Congratulations from strangers.
But I mean, in the meantime, I've got young admirers trying to touch the hem of my robe. Just hoping that one day they can feel my shoes.
Skillstad says that gratification is enough. Yes, would-be pimento cheese sculptors out there, she's not returning in 2020. It's an open field. Sculpt away.
I'm done. I want to retire on top. I peaked that day. You know, nothing's going to feel as good as the first time, and I don't think I could handle the feeling of defeat. I'm ready for that cute kid or that cute older person to know what it feels like.
I asked Skillstad several months after her win if it's changed her in any way. At first, it doesn't seem so. She, of course, can't wait for her son, due in November, to partake in pimento cheese. She doesn't go around to parties and stare at the spread on the table wondering what she might sculpt next.
I straighten up a little bit when I see pimento cheese out and can't wait to tell people, like, did you know you're amongst royalty?
Thanks for listening to Hear the Howl today. We thank Queen Hannah Skillstad for gracing us with her presence and recounting her triumph for the podcast. I always am treated to royalty around producer Morgan Holcomb, whose reign over this podcast continues to be impressive. She, in fact, came up with the idea to feature a little Miss Pimento Cheese in this episode. And she, of course, put the whole thing together, the editing, the music, she does it all. Our stories on the podcast usually coincide with one that's been in the magazine, but sometimes accomplishments are so grand, they deserve to stand alone. That's what this one is. However, I should tell you that the fall issue of NC State Magazine is out, and there is a food connection. Senior Associate Editor Bill Kruger talked with alumni who are chefs, own restaurants, write about food, and collected their favorite family recipes. It's a great feature, but we take no responsibility for your heartburn. Look for that and a feature on how NC State assists first-generation students. Managing Editor Sylvia Adcock, whom I thank for reading and editing these podcasts, also has a wonderful feature on how the set of 55 bells that will be installed in the bell tower is being made with a process that dates back centuries. She got to go to the foundry in Virginia to see some of the bells be cast. Great story and great pictures to go with it to give you guys the first official look at those bells. Surreal painter Salvador Dali published his Diary of a Genius. Not to be outdone, Hannah Skillstad published her own thoughts on her win on Instagram that day back in June. I leave you today with those very words.
What was the peak of my 28th year? Easy cheesy. Being crowned Little Miss Pimento Cheese was the greatest honor of my life. That's saying a lot considering I wrote the award-winning Dare essay in fifth grade. I vow to reign with humility and greatness, acknowledging the fact that I didn't get here provolone. I'm sharp enough to know that leadership won't always be breezy, but I'm committed to being a Gouda role model and showing children across the globe that with consistent hard work and dedication, success can be yours.
Listen for us next time on Hear the Howl.